The World Health Organization says road deaths in Africa are becoming a bigger problem compared to other regions of the world. Between 2010 and 2021, road deaths across the continent increased by 20,000. The WHO report released last week conversely shows global road deaths fell by 5% during the same period. Binta Sako is a WHO technical officer. She says the increased deaths are due to a lack of infrastructure and road users' behavior.
First of all, we are a growing population and, you know, urbanization without the infrastructures that follow is one of the reasons. The increased number of vehicles that are unregulated. We are the first importers of used vehicles, and most of the time they're not roadworthy. And then we also have to talk about the behavioral risk factors, you know, about speeding, about drink driving, where we have maybe less regulations around those issues.
Road users like motorcyclists, cyclists and pedestrians are most vulnerable and are at high risk of deaths and injuries. The WHO says the Africa region also has the highest proportion of pedestrian deaths, accounting for one-third of global fatalities. 29-year-old Samuel Amandi lost his brother to a hit-and-run driver in Nairobi.
So, brother, when you go about 2013?
He says, my brother was hit by a car in 2013, and his body was found at 5 in the morning by pedestrians. The body was taken to the city mortuary. He says the mortuary followed up with his sister, and that's how we found him. Researchers say no African country has national laws that meet best road practices. TransAid is an international NGO that promotes driver training and government and training programs to improve road safety. Its head officer, Sam Clark, told VOA that training drivers to the required standard helps keep the driver and the other users safe.
You're improving access to training which meets the standard of many of the largest transporters in the industry, and therefore opening up the possibility of improved employment or access to new jobs. But also, by giving them better access to training, we are equipping drivers with a better ability, obviously, to come home safely at the end of every day.
Experts say the underreporting of road injuries and deaths in Africa is another challenge. Police records are a primary source of data collection, but not all road accidents are reported to police. Sako says accurate data on road crashes can help develop targeted responses and prevention efforts.
When we don't have quality data, is we don't understand what is going on. We don't understand why people are dying in the road. What caused those crashes? Is it, you know, is it poor infrastructure? Is it poor lighting? Is it alcohol? You know, is it the use of alcohol? So understanding exactly what is going on, and that is collecting data, so we know who really are the victims, so that we tailor our interventions to make sure that we respond to the needs.
17 countries in Africa have reported reduction in road fatalities, with other countries remaining stagnant or increasing. The UN targets cutting road accident deaths in half by 2030, but at the moment, road safety workers and activists lack the funding and knowledge to make that goal a reality. Mohamed Yusuf, VOA News, Nairobi.